Important socio-historical factors to keep in mind include the rise of national powers in Europe in the 15th and 16th centuries, which fueled the efforts that led to the eventual development of the transatlantic slave trade. Spain, one of the earliest nations involved in bringing captured Africans to the so-called New World, was not a strongly unified nation before 1492. The 15th and 16th centuries are characterized by the rise of European nations focused on consolidating power and, as a consequence, establishing national identities and ideologies associated with what it meant to be Spanish, French, or English, for instance. Now think about the civilizations that European conquerors first encountered in the Americas. As noted in documents of the time, these cities were comparable to, and in some cases rivaled, the cities and civilizations of Europe. The complex societies of Mesoamerica and the Andes regions included large, well-constructed urban centers with impressive infrastructure, which served as the centers of political, religious, and economic life for these indigenous American societies. These civilizations were supported by agricultural production and included a system of social stratification with an elite of monarchs, the nobility, and religious leaders. In other areas of the hemisphere, however, Europeans encountered less structured societies, but a vast continent with abundant natural resources, which they sought to exploit as a means of building national treasuries, which consequently funded ongoing wars between European nations, as well as the large-scale colonization of the Western Hemisphere and other parts of the world. The African continent at this time was home to vastly diverse societies, which included large-scale and complex civilizations as well. These civilizations also had a high degree of social organization, some of which were in existence for centuries at the turn of the 15th century. Africa was recognized by a wealth of natural and human resources, as well as a historic reputation for being the home of advanced learning centers that were unparalleled in ancient times. Relations between European societies and African societies before the 15th century were diverse, but included war and trade. The growing need to expand a cheap labor source in the Americas, where natives died due to ongoing war with Europeans and disease, spurred Europeans to consider Africans as a source for the human capital needed to continue to extract the natural resources found in the Americas, and the eventual development of colonial societies in the Americas. Our current understanding of race as a category, which circumscribes the social and political position of populations within society, develops as a consequence, as exemplified in this slide. The development of an ideology associated with the concept of race plays a fundamental role in the ways in which the transatlantic slave trade is subsequently sustained for four centuries. More importantly, it shapes the way in which the United States as a nation is developed beyond the colonial experience.